I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Let's do headlines. Let me do real quick 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Game Day Uncensored, because the Dolphins play Monday night, will begin Monday at 4 p.m. Is that correct, Solana?
Monday at 4 p.m.
All right, so we'll have an abbreviated show on Monday as well. A lot going on in the world of sports.
Oh, I love it.
Knocking us around. Here's stock up and stock down from DolphinsTalk.com. I happen to like the guy. I don't know who he is, but I happen to like this guy's website, and he makes no bones about it. He does not like Mike McDaniel. So I always get a kick out of reading his stock up, stock down after Dolphins games. Mm-hmm. Stock up, Devon Achane. He says, again, a masterful performance by Achane on the ground, even playing in limited time due to receiving an injury. He still had close to 100 yards rushing. Jalen Waddle. It was awesome to see Waddle be active in the passing game this week and be a factor. He had the early touchdown and numerous positive plays in the first half to build the Dolphins' lead. Greg Dulcich. It's your guy, Solana.
Yes, sir.
I think the Dolphins found something here at tight end with Dulcich. He's a keeper. Not a starter, a long-term answer, but a solid number two tight end, maybe moving forward. He gets open. He can make plays in the open field with the ball in his hands. And then finally, stock up Rasul Douglas. Another week, another interception. Douglas has really come on as of late and is playing excellent football for Miami. He's been their most consistent player in the secondary this season. Stock down at DolphinsTalk.com. Mike McDaniel. I've never seen a head coach do more to hurt his team and put obstacles in his way each week trying to get a win. Getting away from the running game when it is working. Calling a sideways pass near his own end zone at the end of the first half. The Dolphins win in spite of Mike McDaniel, not because of him. I don't necessarily agree with that. I just like reading this guy's takes every week because he does not like Mike McDaniel. Because I do think there is something incredibly laudable about Mike McDaniel not having lost this team. This team should be a 1 or 2 win team just based on a 1-6, 1-7 start. You didn't see the Jets can't climb out of that. The Saints can't climb out of that. Like when you're in the hole the way that the Dolphins were, to be able to climb out of that, there's something that has to be given to the head coach for keeping it together.
But Hawk, is that on Jordan Brooks and Bradley Chubb and, you know, like, I just can't, like, to give a credit to a coach that let things go and really wasn't prepared.
Not all the credit, some credit.
Okay, because he was not prepared to play the game. The game, 1, 2, 3, 4. He did not have his team ready to play an NFL schedule. And then they righted the ship. So it's almost the thought of, if you cause a problem and then solve the problem, which side are you going to give the guy more credit for? Because he was responsible for the terrible start.
That's fair. And by the way, I remember after that Indianapolis game, we called him out. We said, this guy had the team. Like, what did he do the entire offseason? Like, so we did call him out. I just think it's fair. You get to the Buffalo win. You got to go, hey, this guy did something at least to get the ship back on the trajectory. And then, you know, you win 4 in a row, 5 out of 6. You got to give him some credit. You're right. It may be Jordan Brooks. It might be Minkah Fitzpatrick. It's certainly Devon Achane just being great. Like, there's a lot to it. But I give him some credit at least.
Yes. And the thought of that, and I think I'm on an island here with not coming back. I won't say coming back to saying McDaniel's that guy, but leaning back more towards giving him more credit for the righting of the ship. I think more people are on that side. I honestly don't give a damn what happens these last four games. If we go into next year with Mike McDaniel as a head coach, we're running a gerbil wheel. We're going to start slow. We're going to right the ship late. We're going to be about 500. That's what he does. That's what he's known for. Even on the year 2023, when we were the best offense in the league, we weren't a great team. We scored a lot of points. I just want a coach that knows how to do it consistently, and his ups and downs really hurt me. We're in the up right now, and I understand that. I'm not going to let the ups overshadow the downs. I can't do that anymore after year, what, five it is? I can't let it overshadow.
All right, let's do headlines here with Solana. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us this hour.
Quickly, Hawk, but to your point, because I've been – because you've kind of – you psychologically stunt me for Monday night because you keep saying, I don't know about this Steelers game. I don't know.
It's going to be cold, Mike Tomlin. I'm telling you, man, this has Dolphins primetime special written all over it.
Bills-Ravens, and we're a running team now, Hawk. Bills-Ravens. The Bills went for 249 on the ground against the Steelers. Last week, even in the loss, the Ravens went for 217 on the ground against the Steelers can't stop the run. We should be able to give the ball to Achane and go get 200 easy. And that's our game plan. Their weakness is our strength, Hawk. That's what I like. And Tua doesn't have to touch the ball. I want Tua to get about 17 passes. Hopefully he goes 12 for 17 on some third downs. Give the ball to Achane. Give the ball to Wright. Ollie Gordon. Hell, give the ball to Dolcic. Solana loves him. Give him the damn ball in the backfield. Do not let Tua mess this game up. Run the hell out of the ball.
Don't forget, Devon Achane's a little banged up. I know they said he's okay and the rib's not broken, but Crowder, he's clearly a little bit banged up. And it's easy to say that. At some point, Tua Tagovailoa is going to have to make a throw. It's why the Ravens lost the game the other day, because even though they ran the ball well, Lamar didn't have his best game. And
but
Lamar
Crowder
still
himself yesterday said, if I'm Mike Tomlin, stack the box. Go ahead. I'll let Tua beat me. Like, I know what you're saying, Crowder, but Mike Tomlin's been around a long time. He's thinking exactly what you said yesterday. I will stack the box. If you can figure out a way to have Tua sit back there, find Jalen Waddle and find Darren Waller, and they're going to pass for 300 yards in prime time and 12-degree weather, I'll let you have that dub.
Congratulations. And I know how Tomlin thinks. Hawk, I'm on your side. I'm trying to give a positive spin on this with the run game. But I think Monday night, it's going to be a terrible game to watch. I'm warning everybody that. This is a good old 17-13, fellas. I don't know if y'all are ready for that.
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in United Healthcare. I see people walk in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
On Aspire with Emma Grade, I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From Mark Cuban to Mel Robbins, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with me, Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast available now.